I like the idea of Christmas time not being around customers. Because if you're Christmas time, you know, you always feel like I ought to be bringing over a bottle or I ought to be doing this, spending money and so on and so forth. A lot of customers are off, so you can get places and they're not there anyhow. That's a good time. Take everything out of your trunk, count it, inventory it, put it into your little Palm Pilot or whatever, and then start thinking about the new year. And here's how you do it. Let's go to the next chart. This is page 68. And let me tell you, this system works. I used it myself. This is a system that I learned the hard way. And the reason I learned this the hard way is because I had Orange County and I had San Diego County and I had some accounts in L.A. There's 90 miles between Orange County and San Diego County when I lived in Orange County. I go down, I'll be working around Orange County, and I get a call. Come on down to San Diego. Okay, I drive down to San Diego. I get home at 7:30 at night. Now I got, you know, doors slamming and going on in my house, and I'm like all freaked out. The next day I'm back in Orange County, I get another call. How about coming down to San Diego? Well, I'm thinking, this doesn't make any sense. You know, I was just down there yesterday. Why don't you call me yesterday? Well, you don't know. We didn't know. This and that. Okay. So I'm thinking, well, okay, I got L.A., I got Orange County, I got San Diego. How much time should I spend in each area? That's what I started thinking with that. How much time should I spend in each area? Well, a more important question before that is how much time do I have? So that's when I started looking at the whole calendar, and I said, okay, I'm going to take 2 weeks vacation for sure. Now, in all of my time in selling, I never took more than a week's vacation at a time. I just didn't feel comfortable being out of my territory for more than a week. So I would recommend that you don't take more than a week at a time. Just take a week, but spread them out here and there. And that way, you know, you're not going to be getting one of your customers in a lurch. When you get customers that really depend on you, being gone for several weeks or a month would be totally nuts. So, but if you want to do 2 weeks, put in there, 2 weeks are in there. Then you know there's going to be a sales meeting. Then you know you want to take 2 days of access training. You put those in there. And then you want to take 2 days of personal time. You know your brother's going to come out. You're going to play golf together. So we're going to meet for 2 days. No big deal. Let's do it. Get it on the calendar. Tell your brother to come out. And now you're set for doing a little something there. Okay. So now we want to determine how much time we're going to spend in each area. Well, in my view, and the way I did it when I was in the field, was I said, okay, Orange County has got 6X of the potential, let's say. That's where the potential is, Orange County. But this is 2X, and that's 2X. And that's about how my territory broke down. So just on the basis of potential, and you could do a Harris Directory listing of the accounts in each of those three counties if you wanted to, and you could find out how many accounts, and if there's 600 accounts here, 200 accounts here, and 200 accounts here. That's good for me. But I went through and did, you know, a build-up, you know, of potentials and stuff like that, and all the accounts I knew, and threw a value on them and so on, and I came up with this. So on the basis of this, you better live in this area. You got to live in there. Most of your business is in here. You probably ought to live, like, right there. It would make no sense at all to live, like, right here. Because now all your territory is here. So, like, when I talk to sales managers, I tell them, and we did a thing on where the sales guys were located relative to where the business is. You know, we did all that geocoding stuff, and we found out about Florida. And we found out we had guys living right on the coast. You know, we had a guy living, you know, right on a beach house in, like, North Carolina somewhere. You know, we're wondering, well, geez, you know, that doesn't make any sense. You know, there's no business at all. You know, so when you think about where you're living, or when you guys become sales managers and stuff, think about who you're going to hire, where they're going to be, and move. Living right here is the place. Now you can do all this, but you can still get access to these accounts. But now we're going to spend three times the time that we're here and here up in here. So if I look at this, I can say, okay, that's the potential. But it's not all about potential. It's also about how much business I'm doing. So this next page, page 69, shows Orange County, San Diego County, LA County. It shows my potential in sales in millions of dollars. It shows my present sales, the probable new that I'm looking at. I add those together. I get those numbers. I convert them to percentages because, and now you guys are going to be doing this thing in just a few seconds in a role play, figuring out a territory. So if you don't understand this, make sure you ask some questions here. Let's. I'm on page 69, and I'm looking at the upper section of it, and I can see where Orange County, I got 58%. San Diego at 18%. Does everybody see these numbers? So 58, 18, that's a roll-up of present and the probable, and 24%. So I could arbitrarily say I'm going to spend 60% of my time in Orange County, 20% in San Diego, and 20% in L.A. Who can argue with that? Now, let me ask you this. If I told you I wanted you all to work for me, but instead of giving you a paycheck, I'm going to deposit your money that I'm paying you in an account, and you will have to trust me that the money's there. Now, if you need some money, you can call me up and I'll take some money out of your account and disperse it to you. But you need to trust me in this. I will keep your money. I'm just not going to give it to you, but I will put it into an account, and you can withdraw some from time to time, and I will release the money. How long would that work? Like zero time. It would not work.